You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring clinical and forensic psychologist Joni Johnston.
It's just so bizarre with what we've seen of the behavior of some of these people that have been mentioned in the affidavit discussing Odinism from the defense of Richard Allen, because there does seem to be legs to some of this. There does seem to be receipts to some of this. We can see clearly, obviously we've seen the patches. They have since removed them, but we've seen on their own Facebook pages after the murder, demonstrations basically of Odinistic ruins. And a lot have said these look like the things that were found on the children's bodies. Again, that does that necessarily connect them to that crime? Or is it just kind of a weird coincidence that these things have taken place?
Well, I think there are, you know, there are so many questions. You know, from my perspective, you look at the, you know, let's just look at what we know about Odinism. And I think most of us would say nothing
until
this case came about. And then we've all tried to do some research to understand it and to figure out what would be the possible tie-in of that. I mean, is this a religion that calls for human sacrifices, right? Or is, you know, what would be the purpose if this was an Odinist ritual? And, you know, from everything that I've read, and I certainly don't want to paint myself as an Odinite scholar, because I am certainly not, but from everything that I've read and people that I've talked to, there's no history there. It's like, this is, first of all, you know, historically was this pagan religion that was polytheist and based on, you know, worshiping Odin and Thor. Yeah. And there was a lot of emphasis on honor and knowledge and those kinds of things. And then there's been some kind of co-opting of that religion. It has become more of a right-wing kind of, that kind of flavor to it. And which I think everybody, you know, has kind of talked about, but, you know, maybe there's been some animal sacrifices in the past, but I don't see any precedent in that religion for having, number one, any kind of human sacrifice. I mean, who, you know, that doesn't even make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And if you were going to, why would you pick these two young girls? Mm-hmm.
At random, where you didn't know what at time random. They were going to be out there. Unless someone was just hoping to target some kids that were by themselves, they happened to be there.
And what does that have to do with Odinism?
Well, exactly. It's like with any conspiracy theory that gains some traction, there's usually a little bit of truth to it. There's usually something that gets you at least going down that road. And once you've gone down that road a little bit, it's a long ways to go back, to back up from that. So sometimes you keep going. But the reality is, with most conspiracy type theories, it ends. It ends at that first little bit that just kind of happened to fall into place there. And that peg fell into the hole. But beyond that, the hole stops. But if you really then get amped up and you have this desire of, this person must be it, this person has to be it, but it's all based on assumptions and conspiracy theories, it's easy to go down that. Is that really what we're seeing here?
I think it is. I do. I mean, I don't see any evidence of that. I think that, you know, another picture or another bigger picture question is, you know, what does all of this say about, you know, Richard Allen's guilt or innocence?
Yeah.
And I do think that the defense has done a very good job so far painting a lot of doubt about whether he is the person that they are saying he is.
And it makes me wonder, will this fantastical Odinism theory paint enough doubt to have reasonable doubt in him? I feel like there already is without the Odinist stuff.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if adding all these conspiracial chapters to his case is really going to help him, though, or is it going to be viewed by jurors as, wow, they're really kind of stretching this to try and make him look innocent, where, you know, take Odinism out of the whole case, he still looks pretty innocent.
And I think that is the point.
Yeah.
Is that I don't see how this theory is going to hurt Richard Allen because there doesn't seem to be a lot of evidence supporting his guilt to begin with.
True.
At least that I know about.
Yeah.
And you know, as a psychologist looking at somebody who would murder two, you know, 13 and 14-year-old girls, I would expect to see some things in this person's history that so far nobody has talked about with regards to Richard Allen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big challenge is, where is there any indication that he was interested in these children sexually, this age group? You know, there's no criminal history that we know of. I mean, there's just some things that are missing that, again, maybe the prosecution knows or aren't talking about that hasn't come out.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to think of somebody with no criminal history that we know of, with no interest in, you know, children of this age, you know, with no deviant sexual history in terms of all of a sudden deciding for as a first offense. Mm-hmm. To go out and murder two young girls, that's another gap, right? We were talking about the gap earlier between the patches and, you know, this ritual sacrifice. It's also a gap to think about going from, you know, this person who's in the community with no criminal history and seems to be a law-abiding person that we know of and no deviant sexual interests and those kinds of things to somebody who all of a sudden one day, you know, in the middle of the day, shows up at a park with a knife and a gun. Mm-hmm. And murders two young girls.
Yeah. Now, I feel like there is still the killer that's out there. I feel like the police, the investigators really wanted to hang their hat on somebody at some point because they didn't do it for several years. And mm-hmm. they finally just said, hey, Richard Allen seems to be the one that most likely fits it. But, you know, and that's the road that has been gone down. It's going to be interesting to watch, and hopefully justice will be done. And hopefully, I mean, if it is Richard, then it is Richard. But if it's not, then you have someone who knows that they are out there. They got somebody on their radar, but they could be coming for them too. And it gives them more time to, I guess, escape or get away from having any sort of spotlight shown on them. If in fact, Richard Allen does turn out to be innocent.
Yeah, obviously we have not heard the last of this story by any means. And I'm just hoping, like you were saying, I'm hoping that justice is done for Libby and Abby's family. And that, you know, again, you're right. If Richard Allen is guilty, then justice should be served. But if he's not, it isn't going to help anybody for somebody who's not guilty to be found guilty in, you know, in a criminal trial.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.